Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Thursday, the Patriots had OTAs out in the rain on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. And following the practice session, we had a chance to hear from a few of the players, including Brandon LaFell. He talked about making the transition from Carolina to playing for the New England Patriots. He talked about learning from Tom Brady and also going up against Darrell Revis. Here's Brandon LaFell's entire interview.
How much different is this from the other teams you've been with? I've got players say to me, it's so different, I can't describe it.
I was going to say the same thing. It's new, man. I've been with one team for the last 4 years, you know. New beginning here. The way we work, the way we practice is all new. Not like we didn't work hard in Carolina, but we work a little harder here.
Do you have goals for the season,
or
first year?
Goals? Man, I just want to win. That's my goals. I want to win and just keep winning. All them personal goals is out the window, man. I just want to win and play good football and not being someone that holds this team back. I want to be someone that helps this team progress.
Brady worked for a quarterback who was extremely demanding. Brady, very demanding.
Say that one more time.
You probably heard that Brady's very demanding as a quarterback. Can you handle this? Because he really is in charge.
If he's going to be the same way he is now, yeah, I'll be able to handle it. It's not that bad right now, but he does demand the best out of you, and it'll make you play better.
What's the best way to use this OTA period? Stephen Ridley was talking about focus. Is it more a mental kind of preparation right now? Is, you know, you don't have the pads on. What are you focusing on specifically during this time?
Me, I'm focusing on learning this playbook, getting better, running my routes faster, running my routes more persistent, you know, getting my depth on routes and making sure I'm in the right place. And like you said, we can't have too much contact, but making sure I'm in the right place to make a block or to do anything else if I'm a decoy on a route, just making sure I'm in the right place at the right time.
Is there a lot to take in right now
during
this play? Is your head spinning?
Yeah, it's spinning, man. We throwing in, I don't know, man. We throwing in a whole lot of plays every day. But at the same time, you're a professional, man. You got to be able to do it because there's going to be times during the season where we come in on Monday and throw in 8 plays and come back in on Thursday and throw in another 8. So it's pretty much getting us prepared for the season. And the harder it is now, the easier it's going to be on Sunday.
Has Brady taken you aside at all to talk to you personally and tell you what to do out
there? Not yet, but it should be coming.
Are there any similarities between the system and the Carolinas?
None. It's none. It's a totally different system. Carolina's was numbers. Here is code words. So it's not the same at all.
Have you gone against Revis at all? Practicing? What's that like?
Every day.
What's that like for you?
It's pretty challenging. He's one of the better guys in this league. You know, he works his butt off, and he makes you work too. Because if you out there half going around playing around, he'll make you look stupid on film, and you don't want to do that.
Have you been able to enjoy yourself?
Man, not really, man. I'm working all day, you know, trying to find out, trying to find a place to stay, so not really.
Yeah, it's kind of a whirlwind, I guess.
Yeah, it's been the craziest 2 or 3 months of my life between moving, practice, and trying to find somewhere to stay. It's been crazy, but it is what it is.
Obviously, if you can fit in, you can win. It's all worth it in the end.
That's exactly it. It's all about winning.